Good morning, this is Mark Bull with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June the 12th. We started off overnight with July corn up 8.25 cents at 612 and a half. December corn up 10.75 cents. It gapped open higher here, settling overnight at 541 1/4. July wheat up 0.75 cents at 631. July beans down a penny, 1385 1/2. But the November is up 5 cents at 1209 1/4. Obviously, new crop corn and beans led the way up here. We had some rains over the weekend. Northern Illinois, they were talking maybe as much as an inch or two in some spots. Doesn't look like we got anywhere near that. Mainly a tenth of an inch or less in a lot of spots. Maybe one or two spots with a half an inch of rain, but really not as much as they were hoping for out here. Certainly did not end the drought. I think that's why new crop was higher out here. The forecast for this week is pretty cool. We're going to be in the 60s today after being in the 50s yesterday. We need some heat onto this crop. We looks like we get back into the 80s here by the end of the week and into next week. The question is how much rain is going to fall between now and the end of the week is questionable. You know, we keep seeing these pop-up showers. We keeping, you know, these forecasts with some spotty rains here and there. But it doesn't look like there's any major shift that would alleviate this drought. So I think, surprisingly enough, though we did have some rains, new crop was higher overnight. We've got the FOMC on Wednesday giving us an update on the interest rates. Most people think the Fed will leave interest rates unchanged. We'll have crop progress tonight. Most people are looking for a 2 or 3% reduction in corn and bean ratings out here because of the dry weather. We're going to have NOPA on Thursday. That should be a relatively friendly figure. I think we'll see a fair amount of crush being done there. But you know, we still have the funds short about 50,000 corn, about 100,000 wheat. I think that's a problem out here, at least for the bears. With the dry conditions, we might see some more funds short covering out here. They're long 40,000 beans, 60,000 meal, 12,000 oil. I would think they might want to add to some of those positions as well. So I think, you know, this week is going to be like it's been for the really the last 2 weeks. When we get dry forecasts out here and the market's higher, I think the pros will sell it. When we get some rains and the markets are lower, we'll get plenty of pro buying out here. They want to try to build some kind of long position here. You know, as we head into the acreage report at the end of the month and maybe the 4th of July holiday. Keep in mind that a week from today, we have the Juneteenth holiday, so the markets will be closed. So that'll put another wrench into the works here. But overall, I think it's just a matter of weather as much as anything else out here. The Russians and the UN were trying to come to some kind of agreement on the grain export deal, but nothing was really solved there. Most people think July 17th in a month or 5 weeks, we'll see an end to these agreements. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.